What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I am Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 577. In this episode, I'll compare succinylcholine versus rocuronium with magnesium pretreatment. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode577. Succinylcholine and rocuronium are the two main neuromuscular blockers that are used in rapid sequence intubation. Many clinicians have a strong preference for one or the other based on how they value the small differences between them. Succinylcholine, 1 mg per kilo IV, has a faster onset of action than the standard dose of rocuronium, 0.6 mg per kilo IV. However, this advantage disappears when a larger dose of 1.2 mg per kilo rocuronium is used. Unfortunately, the larger dose comes with a longer duration of action, which may not be clinically desirable. It is known that pretreatment with IV magnesium shortens the time of onset of a 0.6 mg per kilo dose of rocuronium. Investigators recently published in Anesthesia and Analgesia a randomized controlled trial that directly compared a 1 mg per kilo IV succinylcholine dose with saline placebo to a 0.6 mg per kilo IV rocuronium dose with magnesium 60 mg per kilo IV pretreatment. The primary endpoint was the rate of excellent intubating conditions 60 seconds after administration of the neuromuscular blocking agent. Secondary endpoints included blood pressure and heart rate before induction, before and after intubation, and adverse events up to 24 hours post-op. While 280 patients were enrolled, data on intubating conditions could only be analyzed for 259 patients. The rates of excellent intubating conditions were equivalent between groups at 45% with succinylcholine and 46% with rocuronium plus magnesium. Pre-specified subgroups, such as gender and the study center, also had equivalent rates of excellent intubation conditions. While mean heart rate was higher in the rocuronium-magnesium group, patients with at least one adverse event was higher in the succinylcholine group at 28% compared to 11% for rocuronium. Post-op muscle pain was the most frequent adverse event in the succinylcholine group. There was no difference between groups in blood pressure at any point. The authors concluded IV pretreatment with magnesium sulfate followed by a standard intubating dose of rocuronium did not provide superior intubation conditions to succinylcholine, but it had fewer adverse effects. Patients in the ED and ICU requiring rapid sequence intubation likely do not have time for an extra 15-minute infusion of magnesium to complete before an airway should be established. Therefore, the study is likely to have greater relevance in OR settings than the ED or ICU. However, if the recovery time from rocuronium can be shortened by giving magnesium pretreatment in OR patients, that may eliminate or reduce the need for sucamidex to be used to reverse rocuronium's effects. Members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy have access to my Airway Pharmacology Masterclass, where I cover paralytic and sedative choices for the six different types of airway scenarios, as well as how to anticipate and deal with complications related to intubation. The Hospital Pharmacy Academy is my online membership site that teaches pharmacists practical, critical care, and hospital pharmacy skills you can apply at the bedside so that you can become confident in your ability to save lives and improve patient outcomes. To get immediate access, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.